I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. It's a good time to clean out your medicine cabinet. On Saturday, the Drug Enforcement Administration will hold its annual Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. In the Quad Cities, expired or unused pills and patches may be dropped off at the Rock Island County Sheriff's Garage and Silvis and Milan Police Departments. Assistant U.S. Attorney Patrick Reinert from the Northern District of Iowa says the proper disposal of leftover prescription drugs helps families and the community. It protects family members from accidental poisoning and drug abuse, protects the environment, and prevents them from being stolen.
I think last year they got about 4 tons of medications, and usually when they do the medications, they can estimate how much are opioids, and it's usually about 10%. So when you've got, 10% of 4 tons, I don't do public math, but that's a lot. That's a lot of opioids off the streets that can help protect our communities.
In recent years, Reinert says prescription painkillers have become much more accessible, and when addicts can't get them from a doctor or at home, they buy very dangerous versions on the street.
On top of having the methamphetamine crisis, we're also adding on to our challenges with the opioid epidemic and all the deaths associated with heroin overdoses.
Saturday's Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is free, with no questions asked. Officers will accept pills and patches, but not needles, medical sharps, and liquids. Signs will be posted on 3rd Avenue and 13th Street near the Rock Island County Justice Center. Drivers should follow them to the garage behind the jail, where they can drive through and drop off their medications. It'll run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday. In Iowa, police departments and some pharmacies accept medication whenever they're open. For example, the Bettendorf Police Station has a bin in its lobby. I'm Michelle O'Neill.